Islamic manners. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Islamic manners. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers of Madani channel to another program within our series titled Islamic Manners. And in today's program, we will be discussing the affairs of the Muslims and how Muslims should cater for the needs of their fellow Muslims. Meaning, in simple terms, Muslims helping one another. And there are so many narrations in this regard, inshallah. Today, we will delve into those prophetic narrations and try to extract Madani pearls, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and present before you so that we can bring these teachings within our practical life and help one another rectify our affairs. Because my dear viewers, when we help one another, we will also attain elevation. It's not the case that we need to stamp over someone to achieve success. But Islam teaches us that when you help one another get through their difficult times, help them, this will be a means of your elevation as well. So let us, without further ado, begin straight with the very first narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reported by Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma. He narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, there are some people Allah azza wa jal has created to cater for the needs of others. People approach them when they are in need. These are the very people who will be safe from the torment of Allah azza wa jal on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, just from this one narration, you can understand the impact of helping fellow Muslims. We also know in prophetic narrations that Allah Almighty continues to help that believer, that fellow Muslim, that servant of Allah, who helps the affairs of his other fellow Muslims. When we help other Muslims, my dear viewers, Allah Almighty continues to help us in our matters. So this is why we learn that if we want to attain the help of Allah Almighty, then we need to be those people who help other people as well. We go out of our way and help them in their times of difficulty. Furthermore, my dear viewers, we learn in this narration that those people who genuinely help for the sake of Allah Almighty, they will be saved from difficulty in the afterlife. They will be saved from the punishment in the afterlife because they were a means of relieving people's hardships in this world. Allah Almighty will relieve them of the hardships of the afterlife. And let us go to another beautiful narration reported by Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'd radiyallahu anhu, who narrated that the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, Allah Almighty has the treasures of good and bad, whereas their keys are human beings. The good news is for the one whom Allah Almighty has made like a key to good and a lock upon evil. And bad news is for the one who was made like a key to evil and a lock on good. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, this narration is very deep in its meaning and understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, within his treasures of goodness and khair and also the shar and evil, we know that, my dear viewers, these are in the forms of human beings. We need to reflect within our life, are we a means of good? Are we a key towards goodness for people? Do we bring goodness and khair and help people? Or are we a key to evil? My dear viewers, we need to be a key of good and a lock of evil. We should not become a key to evil and a lock upon good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be amongst those Muslims who help one another, who help the people of this society, not only through words, not only through encouraging words, but actually practically within our lives as well, not causing harm to other people. This is something that we need to bring within our life, inshallah, to further display the true message of Islam, so that Islam and the true image of Islam can reach all across the globe. A narration reported by Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, in which the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that Allah Almighty says, I am Rabb, i.e. the sustainer, the cherisher. I have made good and evil as destiny. Good news is for the one who has the key to good, and bad news is for the one who has the key to evil. My dear viewers, this is another narration which highlights the importance that a believer needs to look within his life and check if he is a key towards goodness or is he a key to evil. And this means that are you a means of benefit for others? Do you help them in their affairs? Or are you a means of causing more hardship and more difficulty? If we look generally around the world, unfortunately, we'll find that there are a lot of difficult times befalling the ummah, the people, and we must be those people who help them. Be not of those who bring burden and harm, but be those who rectify people's affairs through your character, through your dealings with people. If you can help them financially, help them financially. If you can help them physically, help them. My dear viewers, this is the true message of Islam that every Muslim needs to embody within their lives so that everybody can realize this is the true characteristics of Islam and this is the true religion of Allah Almighty that will remain until the Day of Judgment. Because this rectifies not only people individually, but it rectifies society at large. And which society does not want a peaceful society? A society where people are getting along. Different nations, different cultures, all within the boundaries of the Sharia, are getting along with one another, helping one another, being a means of benefit to one another. Not looking for people's downfall or looking for opportunities to do them wrong, but rather looking for opportunities to help them in their affairs, to rectify their affairs, to elevate them further. May Allah Almighty make us amongst those people who truly act upon the beautiful teachings of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allow us to rectify our inner and outer states solely for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, so that we may attain this rank in the court of Allah Almighty in which Allah Almighty is pleased with us. A beautiful narration reported by Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, where the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the person who removes difficulty and trouble from a believer, Allah Almighty will create for him two such portions of light on the bridge of Sirat, which will provide light to so many creatures that no one other than Allah Almighty knows their number. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, from this beautiful narration, we learn that when you remove the difficulty of a fellow believer, this doesn't only bring you benefit in this world, whether it be self-satisfaction, when you help someone, you feel good about yourself as well. But not only in this world do you attain the benefits of helping people, removing their difficulties, but more importantly, at that time, which we all believe as Muslims, that we will have to cross over this very fine bridge, which is between paradise and the fire of hell. Meaning the fire of hell is beneath it, and this bridge has been placed above the fire of hell, and at the end of that bridge is paradise. We all know that everyone will have to traverse this bridge. And on that day, when all of our deeds of our life will be either a means of us crossing over that bridge safely or a means of us falling down. My dear viewers, at that time, if you want to attain salvation, how simple is it? Allah Almighty's beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, when you remove the difficulty and trouble from another person, from another believer, this will be a means for you to attain aid and support on that time where you will need it the most. And not only this, that light that will emanate and be given to such a person, this will help so many other people cross over the bridge of Sirat as well. So my dear viewers, what we learn from this narration once again is the impact of helping Muslims in need, removing their difficulties and troubles. And alhamdulillah, many Muslims are seen to go out of their way to help people. But we need to look within our family as well, that we are not causing any difficulty and hardship upon them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be a means of benefit and ease for other people and not be a means of hardship and not be a means of difficulty for them. Another narration reported by Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhum, in which the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, anyone who removes the worldly trouble of a Muslim, Allah Almighty will remove his trouble on Judgment Day. And the person who hides the faults of a believer, Allah Almighty will hide his faults in the world as well as in the hereafter. And Allah Almighty keeps helping him as long as he keeps helping his Muslim brother. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, within this beautiful narration, we have been told the way for our own problems and difficulties to be removed. That when we will stand before our Creator to be held accountable for our life's actions, we know this as Muslims, we believe this. That everything that we do in this world, we'll be held accountable for it on Yawm al-Qiyamah. My dear viewers, how can we attain ease on that day? Where we will have to stand before the entire creation and read out our book of deeds. We will have to stand before the Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that terrifying time, if we in this world helped people remove their difficulty and problems, we hid those faults of the believers which were hidden faults. They weren't out and open to display. Those mistakes or faults that people made in private that only harmed that individual himself. It didn't harm society. Those hidden faults, if we hide them, my dear viewers, our mistakes and our faults will be hidden on the Day of Judgment. Furthermore, we also learn in this narration that if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to constantly support you and help you in your affairs, be a means of help and support for the people in this world. And this will insha'Allah azza wa jalla grant you that peace and tranquility that you're looking for in your life, as well as on the Day of Judgment when we will stand before our Creator. Because remember, death is inevitable. No matter who we are, no matter which religion we follow, everybody believes in the certainty of death. We all know that the good people will also be given their recompense on the Day of Judgment. And those who did evil will most definitely be given their recompense and they'll be punished because of this. So my dear viewers, within this life, do those actions which will bring about your betterment in the Akhirah and not a means of difficulty for you when you stand before Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment. It is reported by Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, another prophetic narration in which the Prophet of Allah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, creation is nourished by Allah Almighty. And the most beloved to Allah among His creation is the one who benefits the most those nourished by Allah Almighty. My dear viewers, very simply, this narration means that when we benefit people, we become the beloveds of Allah Almighty. Who does not want to become the beloved of the Creator? The one who has caused us to come into this world. The one who has granted us all these blessings that we see within our lives. My dear viewers, if we want to become the beloveds of Allah Almighty, because the beloveds of this world are temporary, many people will break people's hearts in the name of love and being loved. But my dear viewers, we should focus upon drawing near to our Creator, pleasing our Creator, because this is what truly matters in our life. And how can we do this? By bringing benefit, by benefiting the Muslims, helping them in their affairs and not being a means of harm or discomfort for them. A very beautiful narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever fulfills his Muslim brother's need, it is as if he worshipped Allah Almighty throughout his life. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, from this narration we learn that when you help another person in their time of need, you attain so much reward. It is as though you have worshipped your entire life. When you help that person get out of a difficult situation and you fulfill their need. My dear viewers, this is so easy for us to perform. But unfortunately, because we never direct our attention, our mindset towards helping people in need, then we miss out on this reward. We miss out on this reward. So this is why, inshallah, let us make an intention from today's program that we will take it upon ourselves within our capacity to help people in need, to remove people's difficulties, to hide the hidden affairs of believers which are only affecting them personally. And inshallah, azza wa jal, we will continue to help and support fellow Muslims. When we bring this concept, this understanding and these teachings within our life, a society will become a reformed society. We will have a true Muslim society within our lives. But if we just leave these teachings to the books, then unfortunately, we will be going through difficulty upon difficulty within our life. If we want ease in our own life, we should also want ease for other people as well. May Allah Almighty enable us to act upon these Madani pearls as well. There is a beautiful narration reported by Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, in which he narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a believer for another believer is like a building, some portion of which supports the other. Subhanallah. Look at this beautiful example, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, of a building structure. In comparison to the believers, we should be like this. The way a building has many different sections and one and each part of the building supports the other in its stability. Similarly, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, a believer is one who supports other believers, who helps them, and who doesn't be a means of causing harm, but rather he is a support system for fellow Muslims. Once again, inshallah, bringing these teachings within our practical life will inshallah allow us to see a reformation that we are looking for within our Muslim society. Sayyiduna Nu'man bin Bashir radiyallahu anhu has narrated that the Prophet of Mercy, the King of Medina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, "The example of the believer's mercy, love and kindness to relatives is like a body. When one of its parts gets hurt, the whole body is feverish and restless." Subhanallah. My dear viewers, this shows the connection that believers should have with one another. There should be mercy, there should be love and kindness when dealing with people. And unfortunately today, we find that we are lacking in this regard. So let us bring these matters within our lives, inshallah, increase love, kindness and mercy amongst the other believers, so that inshallah we can rectify our affairs, rectify our society, and have a true reflection of what it means to be a true Muslim society. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, in today's program we have heard numerous narrations in relation to the topic of fulfilling the needs of fellow believers. May Allah Almighty grant us all the ability to remember and act upon what has been said. These points, we do need to remember them and inshallah bring them into practice within our life so that our society can be reformed. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, when we do so, we will find that not only is our society reformed, but we are seeing the true image of Islam within our times as well. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us all the ability to bring these teachings within our life. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islamic manners. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Islamic